Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer. In 1922, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings were among the first to put real New Orleans-style jazz on record. In contrast to the rushed and gimmicky sounds of original Dixieland jazz band, these young white musicians from New Orleans were playing the real thing, not far from what was soon to appear on record from King Oliver, Kid Ory, and Jelly Roll Morton. Morton, in fact, played on their 1923 recordings. New Orleans Rhythm Kings featured well-organized New Orleans ensemble music, with good polyphonic structure, moderate, danceable rhythms, and the first great soloist of jazz music, clarinetist Leon Rapolo. In this hour, recordings old and new of their music played by jazz bands the world over. Here's a hot jazz standard first put on disc by New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Shimmy Shawabble. This is one of the best recent versions I've heard. It's the British Zenith Hot Stompers, featuring the second clarinet of special guest Wally Fox. We'll be right back. tunes associated with the early recordings of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, the Bugle Call Rag, Bill Matthews, New Orleans Dixieland Band, clarinetist Albert Burbank, Ernie Cognolati on trombone, and bassist Octave Crosby, composed by the principal members of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, cornetist Paul Mares and clarinetist Leon Rapolo, George Bruni's trombone, Shimmy Shawabble, the British Zenith Hot Stompers. Dave Radlar with you for Jazz Rhythm, the best in Dixieland, traditional swing and classic jazz, old and new. On this first program about the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, we're going to focus on the early recordings. I guess in a way they're all early recordings because the band only really existed in its Chicago recording form in 1922 and 23, later dispersing, reassembling briefly in New Orleans in another form, and then was occasionally revived, but not the original band. Well, this next set is the 1922 and 23 recordings of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. We have the basic band here, the composer, pianist, arranger Elmer Schobel. The three-man front line that really drove this band was Paul Mares on cornet, good, solid, New Orleans-style lead, a little bit of the King Oliver flavor in his playing. Leon Rapolo on clarinet, always admired for his inventiveness, and George Bruni's on trombone. We also have Jack Pettis on some of the later recordings on C Melody sax, and the superb early string bass innovator Steve Brown, who could swing a band really well and later worked with Bix Beiderbecke, among others. The two young men who led this band, Mares and Rapolo, had good experience in New Orleans. They worked the riverboats, they worked at Lake Pontchartrain, at Milnenberg, the parks and the events that took place outside of New Orleans. So these musicians all ended up in Chicago in the early 1920s. Several of them grouped at first around George Bruni's, where he was playing at the Blatz Beer Gardens. Then they got a job at a place called Friar's Inn, and I'll talk about the flavor of Friar's Inn a bit later. So these first recordings of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings were actually made under the name of the Friar's Society Orchestra, even though these guys are now known to you and I as the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Just a quick word about the vintage of these recordings. This is 1922 and 23. This is very early recording technology and precedes the presence of electrified microphones. So they're just blowing into a large funnel, which is wiggling a little wax disc. And yet these have been restored very nicely by Milestone Records, now part of Fantasy Records of Berkeley. Thank you. Panama, New Orleans Rhythm Kings in 1923, Paul Mara's cornet, Leon Rapolo clarinet, George Bruni's trombone, Jack Pettis saxes, and the early string bass innovator, Steve Brown. Despite the difficulty of hearing into the old recordings, you can see that this band had a more relaxed ensemble approach, much closer to the genuine New Orleans article than original Dixieland jazz band who had preceded them on record by about 5 years and who were just beginning to wane in popularity as more genuine New Orleans-style recordings like these of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings became available on record. Dave Redlar with you for Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of one of the earliest recording jazz bands, personnel from New Orleans. Most of the personnel later, at one time or another, returned to New Orleans. Along with blacks from New Orleans, then in Chicago, like Joe Oliver, Louis Armstrong, Johnny Dodds, Sidney Bechet, Freddie Keppard, these young white musicians from New Orleans inspired a whole new generation of young white jazz performers in and around Chicago. Guys like Muggsy Spanier, Jimmy McPartland, Benny Goodman, Bix Beiderbecke, and Hoagie Carmichael. Their hangout, their popular gig, was the Friars Inn. According to a first-hand description by Paul Mara's, Friars Inn was in a basement. It was cabaret style, with tables and a dance floor. There was always lots of fun and lots of clowning in the band. I remember we used to put oil of mustard on each other's chairs on the stand. We knew all our customers. Friars was a hangout for the big money guys. Al Capone and Dion O'Banion used to come in. Nobody drank much at Friars. We were all too young. The band had lots of other offers for better money, but no one wanted to leave Friars. Seems like they liked their little hangout in the basement there in Chicago and worked out some great jazz routines at that time. One of those was Eccentric. This was a tune that was actually written by composer J. Russell Robinson, who'd been a composer of rags, had been briefly associated with the original Dixieland jazz band. And this recording of Eccentric by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings that we'll hear in this set from 1922 captures the relaxed New Orleans feel first heard by the record-buying public on New Orleans Rhythm Kings records. Then, the classic Farewell Blues. This was composed by Paul Mara's, Leon Rapolo, and pianist Elmer Schobel. We can hear well Paul Mara's Oliver-like muted cornet with a small human voice-like tone, soulful and bluesy. And Mara's had a modest way of leading this band, New Orleans style, as part of the ensemble, leading the melody, while the clarinet and trombone took up the counter melodies, as was the New Orleans manner. We'll start again, as I said, with Eccentric, the original recording of it by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, and then on to John Gill's Novelty Orchestra of New Orleans, recorded in New Orleans with all New Orleans personnel from their 1990 stomp-off, Smile, Darn You, Smile, the classic Farewell Blues, the original recording of it by the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Listen to how well this band plays together in the New Orleans manner. Thank you.
Thank you.
the New Orleans Rhythm Kings from their August 1922 session, Farewell Blues, the choo-choo motif, as musicians say. Eccentric started the set, again from the 1922 session of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings and John Gill's Novelty Orchestra of New Orleans. Still ahead, more from John Gill's Novelty Orchestra of New Orleans, Jelly Roll Morton, and some other more recent bands playing the music of New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Here's the Black Eagle Jazz Band of Boston. Thank you. Mahlenberg Joys, the new Black Eagle Jazz Band. This is the story of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Thanks for joining me. I'm Dave Radlauer. And as usual, I want to invite you to explore the World Wide Web of jazz sites online through the Jazz Rhythm website. You can also request program playlists, send me comments or questions at www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events at MississippiRag.com. Well, it's a long story, but Jelly Roll Morton got mixed up with this young bunch of musicians, partly through their connections with the Melrose Brothers publishing music business, then promoting and publishing the music of both Jelly and New Orleans Rhythm Kings there in Chicago. Mahlenberg Joys is a shared copyright by trumpeter Paul Maris and clarinetist Leon Rapolo with Jelly Roll. Not surprising, since the tune itself is actually based on the band's Golden Leaf Strut. Now, due to a misprint, it's been popularly known as Mahlenberg Joys, though it's probably named for Milneburg, the resort spot just outside New Orleans on Lake Pontchartrain. This 1923 session of New Orleans Rhythm Kings with Jelly Roll Morton is remarkable, not only for being one of the first mixed-race recordings, but it's the first attempt to record a front line of four reed instruments, three saxes, C melody, tenor, and alto, plus Leon Rapolo on clarinet.
She does a dance that can't be beat. The way she single pistol in all and out wide.